What a thing. What a thing. They say that the worst thing that can ever happen to anybody is to be isolated. Locked in a box with all of our problems, all of our fears, all of our anxieties and iniquities. Locked in a box, afraid someone will take the lid off. Most of the world lives in a box that the devil has set up to jail them in. And they don't let anybody in. And they rarely ever come out. They're stuck in this thing. And when you're stuck in that, you shrink. You shrink and become afraid and get smaller and smaller and weaker until all you can see is your cage, your cell. They say you put a man in solitary confinement long enough, he'll go insane. You start acting out all of his guilt and shame and fear. He'll just start living and acting out, driving himself absolutely crazy with this thing because you weren't designed to be that way. May I remind you, God made us to be relational. That we were made based on the blueprint of love. God is love, an eternal love that's existed between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are one in as much as they are the only three in the universe with this capacity and with this completeness and this total love commitment to one another, so that everything they do emanates from this love. And that this love was so great and so abounding that anything he ever made or did was filled with that love. And then when he made us, he didn't just make us because he wanted to do something on Saturday afternoon. He said, I have so much love going on in me as the Elohim, the plural God who is one in love. I want to make something to share it with. I've made things, but they could never return my love. I have made angels to minister and serve me, but they don't have the ability nor the space to return my love. I want to make something in my image that'll have all of my capacities for this. And so when he made us, he didn't just make us to like love, to enjoy relationships, which is such a cheap level to which we have sunk it in this shallow society of ours. Actually, there's nothing in you that can respond properly without it. You talk to doctors and they will tell you, when that child feels upset, chemicals are let loose in them that are completely destructive because they feel alone and afraid. And that's true of when you're 70 or 80 or 90. Mm-hmm. Everything about me, body, soul, and spirit, was made for relationships. And I don't mean the devil's cheap substitute. Isn't it interesting? The fall in the Garden of Eden was costly inasmuch as something, listen to this, inasmuch as something we were made for would never be within our grasp ever again till the resurrection in the end. You are running on half or a quarter or three quarters. You feel frustrations and anxieties and stresses and pressures only because the love tank cannot be filled, since the day it was emptied of true divine love. The closest we can get to experiencing love, as the one songwriter put it, seeing it as something we cannot see anywhere on this earth, is to receive it by faith. can't even trust our own feelings to respond properly to what we've just received by faith. We can't even count on our minds and imaginations to back it up. All these things about us are always contrary to what we were made to live eternally by. You see, I believe eternal life is just a full exposure to God Almighty's love. I like it where it says in the scriptures, herein is eternal life, that you know God. What is he? He doesn't mean, oh, there he is. No. He means God is love. And eternal life is when you get back into that love relationship with him and see him for who he is and experience that for yourself. The only restorative hope we have is the shedding of the love of God abroad in our hearts when we're born again. Then some kind of healing process takes place, although our bodies ever remain unbelievers and our souls ever remain doubters and our spirit is ever required to keep them in check, or that magnificent, glorious, immense, never-ending love will give way to the jails, the cell, the loneliness of finding it another way. All of the problems counselors ever tried to solve arise because of what we sneak into the box with and keep with us, the toys we play with, the things we want to get involved in to compensate for the hole, the gaping loneliness in our souls that only God by his grace can fill through the what I like to call crimson love that came from the cross.